I'm Father Pablo Straub. When you say, I believe, when you believe the creed, you're not saying, wouldn't it be nice if that were so? You're saying, I know this is so because God said so. I want to tell you what it is we believe and why. I believe in God the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, and of all that is, seen and unseen. Creator, the word creator is moved around a fair amount nowadays. If a fellow brings together some cloth and dyes the cloth and cuts it a certain way, and puts it together a certain way, let us say he has done an evening gown such as was never done before, he's called a creator of that style. Is he a creator? I'm not quibbling with that usage. But if you take creator to mean to make something out of nothing, only God creates. The rest of us, at best, take what he has created and elaborate it one way or another into an article of clothing or a nice warm log cabin or a steel structure for a skyscraper or a plastic form to make a truck with. Plastics are into near everything. But in any case, human creators, the word must always be understood in quotes, human creators always operate with pre-existing material and give it a new shape. That, of course, is all according to God's design, because he did say, only to us, increase, multiply, fill the earth, dominate it. When a man takes a wild field and cleans it and plants it and takes out of that field food for many people, that man, that woman is certainly doing something very much according to the will of God. But you and I cannot make, not even a single electron. Nobody can make a single electron or even take away an electron or whatever the electron is made up of. It's all made by God. And may our moving around of things, the shaping of things from a tall pine to a home for a family, always be in accordance with the will of he who is the only creator, in the sense of making something out of nothing. All of it, he made it. I believe in God, the Father, the Almighty, Creator. Now, let me make reference to something. You know, it really makes no difference if he made it in 6 days, or if each of those 6 days means, several thousand years or several million years. You know, we do speak of a day as an almost indefinable time lapse. We say in the day of Abraham Lincoln, that wasn't a single day, that was perhaps, was it 54 years of days? I forget the exact dates. Day does not mean necessarily a 24-hour period. So when God tells us that on the first day he made the light, day may mean eons of eons. Why try to guess about how many millions of centuries? And if God wants to call it a day, well, that's all right with me. Doesn't sound so bad, does it? So, whether a day means a single day, and if God wanted to do all the light in the day, He certainly could have. But if it means more than a 24-hour day, well, that's all right, is it not? And the creation of an animal kingdom, when we say on that day, God made the animals, some of which move in the water, others of which move in the air, others of which move on the land, and certain amphibious combinations. Well, if God wants to call it a day, is not that all right? Can He not do what He wants? And so, God is the one who created everything. Let me make reference just briefly to one more thing. If God wanted to make the human being by preparing pre-existent material, that's also His business. If He made you, if He made me, that is to say, the human race, directly like this, may the human being exist in two sexes, man and woman. Well, that's just fine. If He did want to bring our material components together, little by little, I mean, I'm from Missouri, you're going to have to show me how He did it. But He could have done it. Here's what we, however, as believers, must hold to, that if God did indeed bring us little by little out of pre-existing forms, and He could have, we do know this. This destiny that we have, which is eternal, is given to us by God. This soul that we have, which is immortal, is given us by God. This salvation that we have, if only we will grasp it in Christ Jesus, is given us by God. Creator of all that is, seen and unseen, not just what is seen and touchable and able to be isolated in laboratories, also the unseen, the angels, His grace. I believe in God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is, seen and unseen.